Good morning and welcome to day 12 of our daily Lenten videos, following along with our daily devotions, God's Story, Our Story, here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you on this Tuesday morning, and our reading today is the beginning of the story of Jairus's daughter's illness and ultimate healing. We'll be reading through this story in the next couple of days. But today we begin the story by learning something about Jairus, a leader in the synagogue, a man of importance who, even from that position of importance and power and influence, was unable to do anything to help his daughter, had probably exhausted everything that he was capable of doing, and finds himself coming to Jesus and begging him, asking him, pleading with him that he would come to his house to heal his daughter who was very near death. As a parent, as a person who loves my kids, but as anybody who loves somebody else would know, that helpless feeling of having a loved one being sick and knowing that you've exhausted everything that you're capable of doing to provide them with healing and hope of a future. It's a challenge to be certain. And Jairus comes to Jesus and in humility, acknowledging that he is the only one who could provide healing in the midst of what's going on with his daughter. Our reflection today talks about the COVID pandemic, and truth be told, this our daily devotion was published by Augsburg in 2021, so in the midst of the COVID pandemic, but the illustration, I think, remains the same. As today we talked about maybe some of the differences we have, the differences of opinion, the differences of in perspective, that at the end of the day, or maybe even at the beginning of the day, they don't matter when there's a matter of health and healing that is an issue here. Jesus was not worried about Jairus's position. He was not influenced by the role he played in the synagogue. Jesus heard another person's need and his deep faith, and he responded. And the same should be true for us as followers of Jesus, that we shouldn't only love and respond to the needs and concerns of those we agree with on any number of items, but that we would actually see and meet the needs of our neighbors, whoever they might be, whatever opinions they might hold that we may or may not hold the same. But the needs are the same, and that we too, like Jesus did in this story, might be a part of that healing process where possible, where led to do so. It's been good spending a little bit of this morning with you, soaking up the sunshine, and I hope to see you tomorrow for day 13 of God's Story, Our Story daily videos. Take care.